Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1, The End Times, August 22, 2004, from Timothy, moved by the Spirit of God, for all those who have ears to hear. The time has come, the time for great things both in heaven and on earth to make themselves known. Soon the countries will fall, and fall they will, far from God and His graces. The time is at hand for the Lord God to pour out His judgments upon the face of the whole world. Then they will know He is the Lord, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, and the God of Abraham. The nations will cry out, "Lord, why have you done this?" Those who cry out for mercy and in repentance will be heard. And those who cry out in rebellion, their hearts will the Lord Himself harden, for they have already chosen the evil one. In those days will He divide the people, as the wheat separated from the vine of the earth, lest the vine choke His people and cause them to go astray. Many will die, but do not grieve, for they will see God, for God holds them in the palm of His right hand. Also, many more will die before the end, who He will not hold, but cast out of His kingdom. For long have they rebelled against their Father in heaven, and long has the Father reached out to them, yet they will not come. The kingdom of God is for all those who love Him and obey Him. The rebellious and evil of heart may not enter. Even with heaviness of heart, even so it must be. So then, all who have ears to hear, awake from your slumber. Awake, I say, for you have heard the call. Awake and serve your God. All who have been chosen, do not fear, for you are His sealed ones, and no harm will befall you. For strong is the Lord your God. Soon your prayers will be answered, for the Son is coming quickly, coming through the door no one can shut. No, no one above the earth, below the earth, or in heaven. No one. For once His will is purposed, so shall it be done. Amen.